Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. I am Lynn Mettler, and here again to bring you another flying free success story. These are always my favorite podcasts because I love to share with you how other people have been successful flying free so that you can see you can do it as well. I know when I first started into this hobby, I loved reading the stories of what other people were doing and the tricks and the tips that they had used, you know, to save tons of money. That was always one of my favorite things. So I love to bring these to you. So today we have with us Katie Bloomhorst. She is a Families Fly Free member who joined, it is now June, so back in October. So that would be about 9 months, something like that, 8 or 9 months. And so she's had some amazing success. So I wanted to bring her on to share her tips. So welcome, Katie.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's start by having you tell the listeners just a little bit about you and your family and where you guys live.
Okay. Yeah. So my family is from Kansas City, Missouri, and my husband and I have two kids. We have an eighth grader. She's 13, a daughter. And then we have a fourth grader going into fifth grade, son, and he's 10.
So you've got a mixture of different things going on there. Teenager, right? Girls and boys. So yeah, that must be fun. What types of travel do you guys like to do?
We really like to do a little bit of everything. I guess we really kind of gravitate towards the beach. We just love the water, and we're kind of landlocked here in Missouri, right in the middle of the state. So we really like to go on the coast and explore those areas. But recently, we've been kind of interested in looking at some national parks, exploring those. So those are on the list, on our bucket list.
Yes, and I can relate with the landlocked Midwestern flat landscapes in Indiana, a couple states over. But yeah, it's so nice to just see like other geography, other landscapes like the ocean and national parks, because you can see it's amazing how different our country looks in different areas, you know, how diverse it all is. So, yeah. All right. Well, awesome. So I want to start by asking you kind of what, if any, travel hacking you had done prior to joining Families Fly Free.
Yeah. So we actually just started travel hacking. I heard you on the Choose FI podcast.
Yes.
And we learned a little bit about travel hacking through the FI movement and, you know, started with one credit card. And, you know, we just didn't really have, you know, a whole, like how do we apply all of it to our situation? So we actually just started just last year, and kind of used some points with a credit card that we had, but really we're really able to kind of know and navigate some other credit card options through Families Fly Free.
So would you say you kind of got stuck there? So you said you weren't sure what to do for your particular situation. So you were hearing advice, maybe hearing different suggestions, but you just weren't sure if it was right for you guys. Like where'd you get hung up in that part of things?
Yeah, so I kind of got hung up on how to obtain the companion pass. I've heard about it, but I just really wasn't sure how exactly to get all of those points. And I know that you can save a lot with, you know, having your companion with you. So it was mentioned, but it just didn't really register with me. I just didn't really grasp the concept of it on how to really get it. It was just through you guys and your modules and, you know, all of the information that you shared, it was super easy to apply that to us. And also we like to stay in Airbnbs instead of hotels. And mm-hmm. so a lot of the points through credit cards you can only use with hotels. And so we learned some other, you know, places or other credit cards that we can use to apply towards Airbnbs.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to bring up that I don't think we talk about very much is that you can use points to stay free in Airbnb. And we do ask everyone when they join which they prefer, because that can impact what we recommend or which direction you need to go, depending on, like we tend to like a mix. We do hotels about half the time and Airbnbs about half the time, but there's definitely families who prefer one over the other. And that needs to be taken into account when you're deciding the strategy that's, like you said, that's right for you. So what made you decide to join the membership?
Well, we decided to join because we just liked that you offered a personal plan, because I could not get over like the concept of like, how do you move forward and get all of these points and fly free and stay free and travel free? And I just really liked the community that you guys have, and all of the information that you offer. It was just kind of a no-brainer for us, because I, you know, the personal plan was, you just sold me on the personal plan because that was just really helpful.
So you felt like you had someone to walk you through it and help you decide which things you needed to do.
Yes. Yeah. And I also like that we can ask questions and get feedback right away. And, you know, or if we were kind of getting hung up on a certain situation or how does this work? How do I use my points for this? We can always reach out and ask the question and you guys respond right away.
We try to. So once you learned, you know, our process and got your plan and everything, did you find any particular part of it to be, like, did you have any challenges, you know, along the way, as you were getting your process in place and ready to roll?
Not really. I mean, it was pretty clear. You know, you guys ask what credit cards we already have, and you laid out like what credit cards we need to apply for. We got approved for those credit cards pretty easily. Really, like, the only challenges was like, where do we go? Like, where do we fly? I mean, it was kind of because, you know, we usually drive or kind of stay either like driving to Colorado or staying in Missouri. And, you know, the main thing is like just trying to decide where to go.
I know we laugh about that, like, on here, but it really and truly like does become a thing you have to figure out. At some point you hit all the places that have been on your list for a while. And then you're like, okay, well, where do we go next? Or, you know, what's a good place to go at this particular time of year? You know, like, mm-hmm. for example, we perpetually struggle with spring break because it seems like everybody in the world is going to Florida. And particularly during the pandemic, like, you didn't, Caribbean was a non-option because you couldn't leave the country, you know, so it's figuring out, okay, get some help with where else could we go that everyone in the world isn't already there driving up the prices and everything, you know, that would still be interesting. And so I think that's where we do provide guidance on that type of thing. We have a lot of destination content and we're happy to offer our tips. And like I said, the community is a great place to post and find out what other people are doing and what great ideas they have had. So have you had a good experience in our community area?
Yeah, absolutely. I even shared, you know, my recent travel points that I redeemed, and that was really fun to kind of share with everybody. And You know, I also like to just kind of look at and read about other people's trips and what they did and, you know, how much points they've used and how much they've saved and how much the trip actually cost them. And it's just really motivating to kind of see how other people are using their travel points and what, you know, what the possibilities are.
Yeah, I think so too. It gives you ideas and yeah, inspiration of what else you could be doing with yours. So, and we'll get to yours in a minute because you did a lot of creative things, I thought, on this particular trip where you saved a bunch. But let me ask if there's anything in the membership that is a favorite or anything that surprised you that you weren't expecting.
Really just the amount of information and resources that you guys have in the membership. I really, really like the itineraries that you have, that you offer. You know, that's really helpful because like I said, I mean, we haven't really gone a lot of different places. And so it's really nice to kind of have some things laid out for you if you are planning on going to a certain destination, where to stay, things to do, what kids might like to do. So that's really kind of, that kind of surprised me on like the amount of detail that the itineraries have. Also like another thing that surprised me was the timeshares or Airbnbs that other members have that they offer. That was really kind of, I wasn't really expecting that either. So.
And you guys have one, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah. We just got a short-term rental in Branson, Missouri. So since we're from Kansas City, we got one that was only like 3.5 hours away from us. And it's in Stonebridge. So you can golf and it's about, you know, 10 minutes away from the Branson Strip. And it's a cabin, a standalone cabin, and a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. And, you know, it's been doing well and we're using it ourselves. So, it's been a pretty good experience.
And is there a way if people want to check that out, they can, do you have a website or?
We don't have a website. We are on Airbnb and Vrbo and it's called the Loose Moose Lodge.
Perfect. Okay. And then inside the membership, as she's talking about, we let members who have, you know, timeshare points, they want to share like Disney Vacation Club or Wyndham, as well as those who own Airbnbs. And there's quite a few people who do own vacation rentals can promote that within the membership and share with others because it's such a tight-knit community that, I don't know, I think there's a level of trust there that you wouldn't have just out in the wild world of TripAdvisor, or, I don't know, you know, yeah. Some giant site like that. Yeah. So I love that we do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like yours is getting rave reviews. So awesome. And we have a whole webinar on Branson inside the membership as well. If that's something anyone is interested in learning more about, definitely a great, great family and outdoors destination. Okay. So let's have you tell us about some of the things that trips you've taken and money you've saved since joining Families Fly Free.
Okay. Yeah. So the first trip we actually took, it was to Myrtle Beach and, we just used, points to book, you know, our flights there. And that was actually prior to joining Families Fly Free. So, then soon after we joined Families Fly Free, we went to, Universal, over spring break and, saved a lot of money. We used our Chase Sapphire points to stay at Cabana Bay.
My favorite resort there. I love that one. Isn't that a great resort?
Yes. Oh my gosh. We loved it. And the reason why, you know, we stayed there because you recommended it and we stayed in a family suite. So everybody had room to spread out and, you know, everybody had like their own beds and the kitchenette was really nice too. And yeah, it was perfect for our family. You know, lots to do there. We went to the bowling alley, Starbucks is there. My daughter loves Starbucks. So, you know, we were there every morning.
Yep.
And, the cafeteria style, dining was perfect too, because it was just always open and just easy to grab and go. And, it was great staying there. And then, we saved on our ticket. So we actually used because of you guys, we used our Capital One points to purchase our tickets to Universal. So really, that was free. And then we did actually stay 5 days there. We never been there. So we really wanted to, you know, go to
parks and
all the parks. Yeah.
We wanted to do the water park too.
Yes. We did the water park. We did Volcano Bay, and, we stayed in two resorts. So we stayed.
I loved this tip. I did not know this. So yeah, go ahead and share that one.
Yeah, this is fun. We stayed at Cabana Bay, and then we stayed one night at a premier hotel that offers unlimited express passes, because I was looking online and the express passes were going to be like $800 for us total just for one day, where if you stay at a premier hotel, you can get basically two whole days of unlimited express passes.
And that just means you get to go in the fast lane.
Yes. Yep. Got to go to the fast lane, got to go ahead of the line. So we didn't have to wait hours in line to do that. Used points actually to purchase that one night. So with our credit card points, it discounted like $300. So really, I mean, it was, you know, about $400, $500 just for that one night. So really total, we just spent $500 for, you know, six nights at Universal, and we did pretty much everything you can think of. So it was a really good, really good experience.
Oh yeah. So $500 for you paid nothing for flights, that's covered your hotel, and then you paid nothing for tickets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you quantify your savings on that?
We saved $5,000.
And that took you, would you say you started working on collecting points for that in October or?
Yeah. So we had both my husband and I had our Chase Sapphire Preferred cards.
Already.
They were already. I mean, I just used some points for the Myrtle Beach flight prior, but my husband and I combined points for the Chase Sapphire Preferred and purchased our hotel with that, with just points. And then used our Capital One card to purchase the Premier Hotel and our tickets. And my husband has the Capital One Venture X card, and so do I. So we were able to combine our points and use those points to cover cost of tickets and some of the Premier Hotel. So,
and did you fly Southwest?
Yes, absolutely.
Use your companion pass and.
Yep. My husband's the companion pass, or he has the companion pass. He's my companion. So he flew free and learned a lot about how to book flights. And we weren't able to use the hack on this one, but another trip we're using the hack. So, but yeah, that was pretty epic trip using points. It was great. Otherwise, you know, we probably wouldn't have been able to go and do Universal like we did.
Right. And I know you said, so she like shared this post in our community. So that's a good example of how the communities use, you know, she shared the details of how all this works and broke it all down so other people could see. But, you know, she mentioned that you were able then to, you know, dine out and enjoy yourself, things that maybe you wouldn't have done before.
Yeah.
This was only a $500 trip.
Yeah. So, I mean, we love to go out to eat, especially when we're on vacation. I don't want to cook. So we were able to go out to eat every night. You know, of course that costs money and get souvenirs and stuff, but really I wasn't worried about it because of all of the money that we were saving just, you know, with using points and staying for free.
And so do you feel like then you have a plan going forward where you'll be able to, you know, do more free trips? Like you didn't just blow it all on that trip, for example.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, most of it did go to like, you know, especially like our Chase Sapphire Preferred points went to that. But we have plenty of Southwest points where we can fly anywhere for free that we want to. So we've got a couple other trips that we have planned and we can fly free, and get there and stay in our Airbnbs that we like to stay in.
Yeah. And now you have a system where you'll now start rebuilding up those points balances on Chase and Capital One so that they'll start to accumulate again. And then when you have enough, you can use them again for hotels or like we, for the first time ever, just used our Chase points to fly Delta this summer. I almost feel like I'm a trader. I'm not flying. but that's why we help you build up these flexible type of points. So you have some flexibility to do those kinds of things if you want to. And we're all about spend your points however you want to spend them, you know, whatever works best for your family. And if you want to spend more points on something, do that. There's some people who want to pay the lowest possible points for everything. You can do that too. You know, whatever is your style. And it really works for all types. So, all right. So yeah, I think that's a great example of literally how from like the whole span of your trip, you can use points to save on everything. Pretty amazing. Do you have a tip, say, that you've learned over the last year or whatever that about travel that you would like to share?
I guess one tip now that we're able to plan a little bit more as a family is I like to ask my family just kind of so they have some kind of skin in the game on like what do they want to do? So each person kind of gets to pick one thing that they want to do during our trip there. So my kids need to probably have like a list of things to choose from. So they know like what to, what's the possibilities are. But, I think that just getting the rest of your family involved, because usually I'm the one that plans everything. And, sometimes it can be a little harder to just kind of plan everything, but getting everybody to get involved and make some decisions. And then they're looking forward to it also, to that one thing that they get to choose.
So how did you guys come to pick Universal?
Well, we've been to Disney a couple years ago. And so we just, I think theme parks are just like the ultimate like family vacation because like adults have fun, kids have fun. Like it's just, and my kids are a little older and so they can remember it and they love riding roller coasters and, the thrill rides. So I know Universal was a little bit more, had a little bit more thrill rides of where they could handle, those kind of intense rides. So that was, and we also, really I knew I had enough points to pay for it too. So that's kind of how we decided, to kind of go for that first.
And I should ask too, if you had a favorite experience from Universal.
Oh man, there is a lot, but, I loved all of them. But the Harry Potter is amazing. Like all of the rides are great. We really liked the Forbidden Journey was our favorite.
Yeah, that was my favorite ride up until we have had Guardians of the Galaxy at Disney.
Oh,
but that one was always, it's so creative and different,
Yeah. It was really fun. And I mean, if you don't like roller coasters, it's still fun to, you could probably handle it if you don't like roller coasters, but, it's the rides are just so well done there. And then we also liked the Hulk roller coaster. That was pretty fun.
I have never been brave enough to get on that.
Yeah. It's pretty intense at first.
Yeah. It's having to stand under it and look at it is this, it's too much for me, but my family will get on it. Everyone but me.
Yeah. We also liked the Simpsons area too. That was a good one too. So yeah.
Yeah, it's very well done. So much, it's like you're walking into these real Springfield and, the world of Harry Potter and all of that stuff. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's just a good different experience from Disney, I think. We love Disney, of course, but we have always enjoyed Universal as well,
Yeah, we'll probably have to hit up Disney for sure.
You got to write Guardians of the Galaxy, that's all I can say.
Yeah, that'll be on our list.
It is now the top ranking ride ever. Okay. So what would you share, with others, who are not sure about joining, if they will get their value back, and particularly coming from that FI perspective, what would you tell others?
Yeah. I mean, it is an investment, that's for sure, but the amount of money that you save is, you get your money's worth and you get your money back even fivefold, really. Because it's, you get that personalization, you get the community, you get a plan so you can just follow. All you have to do is really follow the steps and, you are golden. Like it's just, and then just the Southwest information that you share, it is just really handy. We know how to, what days are best to book Southwest and when to fly Southwest to save points. A lot of that stuff I never knew. So just the amount of information and the resources that you get, along with like the plan that you get, it's totally worth it, and you'll make your money back, your investment back, and then some. So, we saved so much money just on one trip. So, it's really kind of a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer for us.
Anything else that you would want to share with others?
Since my kids are in school, we don't ever pull our kids out from school. And it is completely doable. We went to Universal during spring break, and, we were able to find decent flights and, getting a decent hotel. And so you can definitely work around the school schedule and still, use, your points that you're earning and not have to, I know there's certain times of the year that it might be cheaper to go somewhere, but we're not at a loss for points at all. We've got plenty of points. We feel like we need to book some more trips so we can use our points. And it's definitely doable with kids that are in school. And then also I was just going to mention that, we're going to be going to Colorado Springs, coming up. So we are using the itinerary that Families Fly Free has, just to kind of know what's out there and what to do. And then we are going to be going to Florida in August too. So we've got lots of different trips planned and using points all the way.
Yeah. And then different types of trips, right? Theme parks, beaches, and kind of mountain. I love Colorado Springs. It's just a great, great outdoors destination with lots of different things to do. So that's a good one. And I'm glad you brought up the school thing, because that I hear that question so much from people. Is they're like, oh, but we have kids in school, so we can't do it. I've had kids in school the whole time I've been doing this, and we don't, like I said, we might pull them out on Monday or Tuesday sometimes, but that's it. We're not pulling them out at a separate time of year to travel. And it, even if it did cost more points, which is, I think, what you're saying, like over to fly over spring break, it's still free and you still have plenty of points left to do what you want. So it all works out. And another common one I hear that I'll ask you is, do you have to spend tons of money in order to do this? I get that a lot. Like, oh, clearly I must have to spend a lot in order to get all these points, right?
No, yeah. No, I mean, the strategy is just put your everyday spend on the credit cards. And I think it is kind of different. It's different if you're not used to using credit cards. Yes. A lot of us kind of grew up like staying away from debt. Don't use credit cards at all. But it's a tool that you can use, and, it might take some self-discipline to like make sure that you are paying off, just got to adjust your routine a little bit and making sure that you are paying off your credit cards on time. But no, you don't have to spend anything extra. Just put your everyday spend on, the credit cards, and you'll be surprised on like how much actually you're spending and how it was really easy for us to meet the minimum spend to get the bonus,
Everyone says that it's way, unfortunately, way too easy to hit that. Everyone's at first like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. And then, oops, I've already met it, right?
Yeah, it was easy for us, that's for sure. So, but yeah.
Okay, pretty awesome. Yeah, thanks for addressing that one, because that is definitely a big one that I hear. So, All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your tips and your experience and your success with everyone. Again, it is always inspiring to see how other people are doing it. And I hopefully she gave you some ideas with some of her great hacks and tips there on Universal. That's just a touch of, you know, the things you can do all around the world with some help and information at your fingertips. So that's what we're trying to do for you is make that as easy as we can. So that will conclude us for today's episode. Thanks again, Katie, and we'll see everyone next week.
If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my family's Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the U.S., Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless family travel memories before your kids or even your grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. Plus, it's risk-free. You either get your investment in the membership back in free travel, or I give you your money back. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com/join.